For Ford and General Motors, the nation's two largest automakers, September was a dismal month. Ford's sales fleet-wide were down 19%. GM's were off 24%. By contrast, both Toyota and Honda posted record sales for the month. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Toyota posted its best third-quarter sales ever, and sales for the year to date are up more than 11% over last year. So it's hardly surprising that at Toyota of Puyallup, which sells more Toyotas than any other dealer in Washington State, business is brisk.
As a dealer, my biggest concern every day is trying to get more inventory, trying to get more cars for our customers.
Matt Penrose is the general sales manager.
We have plenty of customers coming through the door. What I'm concerned about is having the cars when they get here to buy them. We're selling Corollas right now as fast as we can get them without any factory incentives and without having to discount the cars because customers recognize that it's a good value.
While Detroit's big three automakers had a combined 60-day supply of new vehicles as of September 1st, Toyota's fleet-wide supply is now less than 20 days. And for its most sought-after cars, the supply is even smaller. A 9-day supply of the fuel-efficient Corolla, for example, and only a single day's supply for the Prius hybrid, which goes about 50 miles on a single gallon of gas. Penrose says the high cost of gasoline has definitely had an impact on what people are buying.
They're buying Corollas, Camrys, and Matrixes. They're buying them specifically because of the fuel economy. It's a real easy formula when you're buying a car that may cost $15,000, $16,000, $17,000 and you finance it, that the amount of gas that they save might be the amount of your payment.
For a typical driver, that's a bit of an overstatement. But if gas is $3 a gallon and you drive 12,000 miles a year, you would save at least $900 a year at the pump by driving a Toyota Camry instead of a big SUV. Minnesota resident Jim Erickson is putting his giant gas-guzzling sport utility into the garage and moving to something more economical. After being told he would have to wait more than 12 months to get a Prius hybrid from his local dealer, Erickson cashed in some frequent flyer miles and flew to the Seattle area to pick up his new Prius.
And as we walk up to it, I just touch the door handle and just like that, it's open.
I'll just sit in the driver's seat.
To start it up, you just push the brake, and you don't have to stick a key in it at all, and touch the power button. It is ready to go.
Hybrid sales now total about 1.5% of all new vehicles sold in the U.S. Art Spinella, president of CNW Marketing Research, says as gas prices have risen about a dollar a gallon over the past year, the number of new car shoppers who say they would consider a hybrid has climbed dramatically to nearly 15%.
We are seeing people who are changing their consideration of vehicles. Consideration of hybrids and what premium people are willing to pay is higher. We're seeing people who are leaving the large sport utility segment for crossover vehicles.
Those are smaller sport utilities built on car, not truck, platforms. They typically get much better mileage than the traditional SUV. Ford and GM have suffered most as buyers have moved away from those big vehicles. For example, Ford's SUV sales fell about 50% last month. Some of that is due to the end of price incentives offered by Ford this summer. Now that prices are back to normal, and many who wanted to buy SUVs already have, future prospects for SUV sales in the U.S. remain poor. As Art Spinella suggests, the SUV buyers who bought them because they looked cool are now looking for new, more fuel-efficient fashion statements. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.